BBC News at 3 o'clock. The director of the Institute for Fiscal Studies has questioned Theresa May's claim that an increase in NHS funding in England could be paid for with a post-Brexit windfall. Mrs. May told the BBC that money saved by Britain leaving the EU would help to provide an extra £20 billion a year by 2023. But Paul Johnson said the UK's exit bill and a commitment to keep funding farmers meant there was arithmetically no money. The Shadow Health Secretary, John Ashworth, said Labour would still spend more on the NHS than the government.
Now the government have announced these new baselines for the NHS. We'll match that. That is the baseline that will become accepted. But we're saying you can go further. And if the government made the taxation changes we're prepared to make, you could be giving even more to the NHS. So Labour will be spending more on the NHS than the Tories, even after these announcements today.
The Conservative MP who blocked the criminalisation of so-called upskirting has insisted he does support a change in the law. Sir Christopher Cope said he was objecting to parliamentary procedure, not the legislation itself, in the Commons last week, and felt he was being made a scapegoat over the issue. The proposed law would mean someone secretly taking a photo up a woman's skirt could face up to 2 years in prison. Officials in eastern Afghanistan say a suicide bomber has killed at least 18 people in the city of Jalalabad. It happened while the governor was meeting a group of Taliban insurgents as part of a three-day ceasefire declared for the Eid festival. Police divers have found the bodies of a father and son who went metal detecting in Huddersfield in West Yorkshire yesterday morning. They were discovered in the River Calder. More than 600 migrants rescued from the Mediterranean 8 years ago before being turned away by Italy and Malta have arrived in the Spanish port of Valencia. They've been met by health officials, interpreters and Red Cross workers. Spain's new socialist government has said it will investigate each asylum case. BBC News.
The award-winning author of The English Patient, Michael Ondaatje, is on Open Book in an hour. He talks to Mariella Frostrup about his new novel, Warlight, set in post-war London. That's at 4 o'clock here on Radio 4. But now, David Tennant stars in Michael Frayn's adaptation of Anton Chekhov's early play, Wild Honey. Platonov, the local schoolmaster, seems to have promised himself to several women at once. Sasha, his wife, remains oblivious. But not for long.
We present Wild Honey by Anton Chekhov, in a version by Michael Frayn.
Sasha! Come out here!
Shh! You'll wake the baby!
Sasha!
Are you drunk?
Sasha, do you love me?
What's the time? Was that the goods or the passenger? Are the fireworks over?
Do you, Sasha?
You're a bit drunk, aren't you, Misha?
Do you love me?
Misha, it took me hours to get him to sleep.
Do you, though? I want to know.
Oh, of course I love you.
Why?
Why?
Name one single good thing in me that you love me for.
You're in a funny mood, aren't you, Misha? Obviously, I love you. You're my husband.
And that's the only reason you love me, because I'm your husband.
Oh, Misha, sometimes I don't understand you at all.
Don't you? No, you're a fool, aren't you? A complete fool. Where should we be if you understood me? If you realised how little there was to love in me?
What happened? Didn't you enjoy the fireworks?
Fireworks? I ran away, Sasha.
From the fireworks?
From myself. Fled in shame and terror, came running all the way back to you.
You're the fool, Misha.
And I'm not drunk. I'm not drunk now. I said I wasn't drunk then.
When?
When I told her she'd married a moral pygmy.
Oh, told who? Told Sophia.
My tongue ran away with me. I behaved like a schoolboy. Postured, strutted, showed off.
She's beautiful.
Why did I say all those things? I don't believe them. She believed them, though.
I don't think I've seen anyone as beautiful as that.
Anna Petrovna got a proposal of marriage.
From Porfiry? Mm-hmm. What did she say?
Nothing. He had a heart attack.
Oh, no, is he all right?
Oh, your brother bled him.
They want my brother in the village. It's the storekeeper. He's very poorly. Had my brother sobered up at all?
I grandly mock people like Porfiri and Gerasim, but who's going to mock me? When are they going to start? It's ridiculous. I don't take bribes. I don't steal. I don't beat my wife. I think high-minded thoughts, and still I'm a scoundrel. A ridiculous scoundrel.
Misha, you're talking nonsense. It's time you were in bed.
Oh, my precious, my lovely, silly little noodle. I shouldn't think of you as a wife. I should put you in a glass case with a label on you. How did you and I ever manage to bring a baby into the world? You shouldn't be bearing children, my love. You should still be making little men out of dough. Here. Nice kiss for my little noodle.
Get away from me! Why did you marry me if I was such a fool? I didn't force you to. You should have got yourself a clever one if that's what you wanted. I'm going back to bed.
She can manage to lose her little temper sometimes. This is a great discovery. She's learning how to lose her little temper. All hurt and cross, are we?
Platona.
Anna Petrovna.
I knew you wouldn't be asleep. How can anyone sleep on a night like this? God made the winter for sleeping. Come here, Platonov.
What are you doing here?
Taking a little walk in the moonlight. What are you doing here? You didn't think that I should let you get away with such discourtesy?
I apologize.
But what big eyes he has out here in the moonlight. Don't be frightened. I'm not going to eat you.
I see you are set upon some foolishness.
Foolishness comes with age, Platonov.
And age excuses it, but you're not old. You're as young as the summer itself. You have your life in front of you.
I don't want my life in front of me. I want it now because, yes, I am young. It's terrible how young I am. I can feel it stirring in me like the night air among the trees.
Anna Petrovna, I beg you to think what you're doing.
I have thought.
All your intelligence, all your beauty, all your youth, and you have to come to me? You come bent on conquest, on storming a stronghold, but no great conquest will you have. I know I took a high tone with you before, but I realise, when I look back on my behaviour tonight, that I had no right to such a tone.
Self-abasement is a form of pride. But what are we to do, Misha? We've got to finish the thing one way or another.
Finish it? We haven't started it.
How can you say that? How can you lie to me on such a night as this? Beneath such a sky? Look up. You absurd man. A thousand eyes, all shining with indignation. Don't break this silence with your little words. There's no man in the world I could ever love as I love you. There's no woman in the world you could ever love as you love me. Let's take that love and all the rest that so torments you. We'll leave that to others to worry about.
If only I could give you happiness, but I can't and I shan't. I shall do what I've done to every woman who's thrown herself at me. I shall make you unhappy.
Are you really such a terrible Don Juan?
Oh, yeah.
You look so handsome in the moonlight.
I know myself. The only stories that end happily are the ones that don't have me in them.
Such a solemn face. It's a woman who's come to call, not a wild animal. All right, if you really hate it all so much, I'll go away again. Is that what you want? I'll go away and everything will be just as it was before, yes? Idiot! Take it. Snatch it. Seize it. What more do you want? Smoke it to the end like a cigarette. Pinch it out. Shred it under your heel. Be human. You don't realise how hard life is for me.
I shan't make it easier.
And yet life is what I long for. Everything is alive. Nothing is ever still. We're surrounded by life. We must live too, Misha. Leave all the problems for tomorrow. Tonight, on this night of nights, we'll simply live.
Let me make one last appeal as a man of honour.
Don't be stupid, Misha. I'm never going to let you go. You're mine.
One final
plea. If I can't do it nicely, I'll take you by force. I'll lasso you with my riding whip. Come on.
It'll end badly.
You should write stern editorials in the newspapers.
Oh, you'll see.
You'd be good at that.
Where are we going, then?
To the old summer house.
Misha.
Oh, Sasha. I'd forgotten all about her.
So had I.
How could I just forget about her?
It wouldn't be for the first time.
Misha!
I'll just get her off to sleep.
But I can't off.
I can't leave her wondering where I am.
Where are you, Misha?
But that might take another hour.
2 minutes. She falls asleep like a child if I stuck her head. Wait here.
If you're not back in 2 minutes...
I'll be back.
I'll come in and fetch you.
Misha!
Here, my love.
Who's that?
See that stump there? Rotten. So it glows in the dark, as if a dead man has risen from his grave.
Orsip?
My mother used to say that under every stump that glows in the dark, there's a sinner buried. That's why the stump glows, to make us pray for his soul. I used to wonder how there could be so many glowing stumps in the forest.
How long have you been there, Orsip?
Long enough.
Were you spying?
I thought you were some kind of saint.
Used you to be in love with me then, Orsip?
If you'd have told me to walk into the fire, I'd have walked into the fire.
You're not still in love with me?
That's not my place to say.
Oh, and he's crying. Come on, we'll be friends again. You can bring me some more baby owls. Just so long as you promise me one thing.
If I'd had a gun in my hands as I stood there...
One thing, Orsip. You won't ever hurt him. Promise.
I'll promise this. If he should ever hurt you, I'll take this hunting knife to him.
She's asleep.
Misha, we must go, quickly, before anything else happens.
Who's that? Is that that Sasha? Sasha!
Wait there. Sasha's asleep, you'll wake her.
Oh, it's you. I thought it was Sasha.
Sasha's asleep.
Oh, so I took poor Fairy home. I thought I'd just ask Sasha if I could sleep here.
Well, you can't ask her because she's asleep.
She's asleep?
Fast asleep.
I'll wake her up.
Don't wake her up.
Well, I can't find my way home, Misha.
Well, you can't stay here.
Sasha won't mind.
Don't go in there.
Sasha!
Listen, the village storekeeper. He's ill. Gotta go, it's urgent. Gotta operate.
Operate?
You know you like operating.
I can't operate now, Misha. It's the middle of the night. It's past the passenger.
What? That wasn't the passenger. That was one of the goods.
I can't operate now. Haven't got my little bag.
You've got your penknife.
Have a little sleep first.
Have a little sleep afterwards.
But turn off.
I'm coming.
Sasha!
No, now where are you going?
I think my sister may have my little bag in the house.
Have you no shame? You no honour?
Not at 1 o'clock in the morning, Misha.
What sort of man are you, Nikolai? What god do you serve? What are you doing with your life? Do you think you were put in this world just to eat and drink and behave like a swine?
I am a swine, Misha, you're right.
What are we all doing with our lives? What god do I serve?
You're crying. Don't cry, Misha.
Dirt in the ground. That's all we shall ever make.
All right, Misha, I'll go and open him up.
Has he gone?
Yeah, he's gone. Gone to save a human life. And what am I doing?
You're going to save a human life. Your own life.
It's not me who's coming with you. It's the devil at my back who says, go on. It's not me who obeys him. It's my weak flesh.
Oh, for heaven's sake. If you want to come with me, then come with me. If you don't, then to hell with it. Now what?
Oh, it's Sergei and the Colonel. They're both drunk. Quick, behind this tree.
Gone! It went off. Was that me?
My dear chap, another inch and it would have been me.
My ears are still ringing.
I said you almost shot me.
Great shock to me too, but don't shout. You'll wake him up and spoil the surprise.
Yes. Right outside his window.
21 gun salute.
Ready? Steady.
No.
What the devil?
Oh, who goes there?
One more step and we'll
it's
shoot.
It's me. Platonov, Misha, don't point those things at me.
Misha?
Yes, but don't shout.
We're not shouting.
We're shooting.
Don't shout or shoot. You'll wake Sasha.
Oh, yes, Sasha.
My little girl.
Shh, mustn't wake Sasha.
What are you doing here?
What are we doing here?
We're looking for you.
Show you my new gun.
Give you a surprise.
Oh, you gave me a surprise. Now, will you get out of here?
Yes, but we want you to come shooting with us.
Shooting's the middle of the night. It's gone, the goods, it's almost a passenger.
Well, Sergei's wife, charming girl.
Sofia, you met Sofia.
She told me to take him out and shoot him. Take him out and shoot him? Take him out shooting!
Very difficult to see anything to shoot.
You could shoot owls, she said.
Very difficult to see owls.
He's drunk, of course.
The first time in my life, Misha. Oh, God, I'm so happy. I'm going to give you a hug.
Yes, but keep that gun away from me, will you?
Oh, yes, mustn't wake Sasha.
Creep quietly away. Indians on the warpath. Not a sound. Oh, I know what we can do.
What?
Serenade Anna Petrovna. Stand under a window and give her the old artillery serenade.
Yes, after you.
Misha, coming, I'm coming.
Misha!
Coming. Misha, yes or no?
So where is she now, Kolya? Who knows? Playing duets with Platonov. Out in the woods with the colonel.
Oh, no, he was going to ask him. We'll just wait behind this tree.
We might as well be in the centre of Petersburg.
Where is Porfiry? Where is our great lover of women? Gone home with a heart attack. A moonlit night in June and he lies down and has a heart attack.
Now, you follow the rails. Look, be home in no time. I think I'm just going to have a little sleep with my sisters here.
No one could accuse me of impatience, Kolya.
Just step to one side when the train comes.
I own that woman. I own the clothes on her back. I own her stepson's underpants. All mine, Kolya. And what do I get in return? I get treated like dirt, lent across by the servants, spoken to like a pig. But thus far, Kolya, thus far and no further. Fell over something. Oh, sleepers. Yes, just have a little sleep on the sleepers.
Sasha! Oh, Misha.
What did I tell you?
Yes, but it's Gerasim. He's been with the village girls again.
And the storekeeper.
The storekeeper?
He's dying, Kolya.
Yes, well, the storekeeper. I suppose it doesn't matter if I die.
Platonov, are you coming with me or not? Because I'm not going back behind that tree.
All right.
If it's not your brother-in-law, it's your father-in-law. If it's not your father-in-law, it's...
Misha! What's happening? What are you doing out here? Is that someone with you? Oh, Anna Petrovna, what in the name of goodness are you doing here at this time of night? You're dressed for driving. And you're inviting us. Oh, what a lovely idea. It's such a beautiful night. Oh, do let's go, Misha. I'll get dressed.
So, now what are you going to do, Platonov?
I don't know.
Well, I shall be in the old summer house. If you want to see me, you must come to me there.
Oh, but what shall I tell Sasha?
That's your business. I'm not going to lie to your wife for you.
Anna Petrovna! Oh, Sasha.
And another thing.
You still haven't gone!
I'm going! One word of advice first, my friend. If you're going to preach at people, then you must preach what you practice.
Come here!
I'm going!
No,
I'm going!
No, you're not. No. You're not in a fit condition to see a patient. Sasha will have to put you to bed.
Bed? Well, go to bed.
Mm.
I've always longed to go for a drive in the moonlight.
We are not going for a drive in the moonlight. You've got to put your brother to bed.
Kolya! Oh, no!
Nah, he can sleep in the classroom.
Sleep? Lie down.
Quickly now. Oh, I think he's going
to
be sick.
Oh, come on then. And of course, you'll wake the baby, so then I'll have to get him back to sleep.
Everything's going round. Is this all turned back to front?
I'll tell Anna Petrovna we'll come another time, shall I?
Another time. Yes. Another time. Come on, Kolya.
I'm going, then. Oh, it's not as if I were the only man in the world to behave like this. What's this? I'm standing on something. Oh, it's a body.
They all walk over me.
Gerasim.
Not going to go on walking over me.
Oh, you can't lie here, Gerasim. You're on the railway track.
One word from me and up the sign will go. To be sold at public auction.
Oh, you've been with the village girls again. We're all the same. Is that what our lives are going to amount to? One long procession of women.
Misha! Misha!
Sasha, my little noodle, that settles it. I must have been mad. Oh, get up, Gerasim, go home. The train will be coming.
Misha?
Sofia. Oh, here I am, my treasure.
Misha, oh, Misha.
I'll never leave you, not for a moment. Not ever.
Oh, Misha.
Sophia.
I waited for you after the fireworks. Waited and waited. Oh. I was sure you'd come. I made my husband go out shooting with the colonel. Oh, they're both drunk. Mm. They'll shoot each other. Oh, I must be mad. You said you would, Misha. You promised you would.
Would what?
Uproot us both.
Oh, yes.
Uproot me, Misha!
Yes, but not here.
Misha!
Sasha!
Misha, is that you?
In the old summer house. Yes, only me. No!
No?
Yes! Not in the old summer house.
What?
Nothing! In the new summer house.
The new summer house.
I can't understand a word.
So this is happiness, then. This is what it feels like.
Oh, never get her married to him now.
Oh, Gerasim, you're still lying here. Help me then, Gerasim. What am I going to do? Which way, Gerasim? Which one, old or new? Or train, yes. I'll run to the station. Go away and never come back. But she is, isn't she? Sophia's in love with me too.
Misha, where are you? What's all this about a summer house?
Old summer house, new summer house. Ah, new summer house. Oh, no, here's Ossip. Other way, old summer house.
Ossip, what's happening? I don't understand.
He's gone to her. Gone to Anna Petrovna. And she loves him. She loves him.
You're lying.
God strike me down. I heard every word.
He's left me then. He's left me. The train. I'll throw myself under the train. Oh, kill me, Lord. Mother of God, kill me!
Oh, no, wait, stop. Someone's lying on the rails.
Take her to court.
Help me. Get him off the rails.
Another time, then. Another time.
Tomorrow. Yes. And up the sign will go.
Baton off. Misha? It's me. Where are you, Misha? Oh, no. Misha? Wake up. Misha! Oh, and how could you put this filthy hat on your face? Oh, what a mess you are. Haven't washed, have you? And look at this pigsty. It's only 3 weeks since your wife walked out. It would break her heart if she could see it now. Misha! I'm talking to you. Get up. Wake up, will you? Look at the time.
Fussing away again, are you, Sophia?
Look at this watch, will you?
Half past six.
Half past six, yes.
There's no time to get up, yeah?
Half past six in the evening. Have you forgotten what we agreed?
What did we agree? Don't talk in riddles, please. I'm not up to it today.
You have forgotten. What's the matter with you? Your eyes are red. You look as if you've been crumpled into a ball and thrown away. You're not ill, are you? What we agreed was to meet in the usual place at 6 o'clock. Aren't you ashamed of yourself? You gave me your word of honour.
Well, I'd have kept it too if I hadn't fallen asleep. You can see for yourself, I was fast asleep. Oh, I don't know what you're going on about.
Have you been in time for a single one of our meetings? Every day you give me your word of honour, and every day you break it.
So, here you are.
Are you drunk?
None of your business.
Oh, and that's very charming, I must say.
Oh, women.
And don't start saying women. I'm not some poor, simple village girl, and I'm not going to let myself be humiliated like this. Oh, my God. My God.
No, that's enough.
It's barely 3 weeks since that night. And already I'm only a shadow of myself. Where's the happiness you promised me? And where's all this going to end? Think, if you're so clever. Clear everything else out of your head and just think about this one single thing. What are you doing to me?
I can't think. I've forgotten how to think. You think yourself. All your unhappiness comes from this irregular liaison.
I give myself to him, and he has the nerve to talk about an irregular liaison.
Oh, come on. We can't start quibbling over every word. I've ruined you, and that's all there is to say about it. And you're not the only one. Wait until your husband finds out.
You're afraid he's going to kill you?
No, I'm afraid it's going to kill him.
He already knows.
What?
Yes. I told him this afternoon.
You're not serious.
Look at you. You're as white as a sheet. I don't know why I should love you. I must be mad.
How did he take it?
Just like you. He was afraid. His skin went grey. He started to cry. Then he crumpled up. He went down and crawled on all fours. And he had just the same repellent look on his face as you have now.
You've killed him. Do you realise that? How could you sit there and tell me all so calmly? You've killed him. Did you say it was me?
Of course.
You know what you've done, don't you? You've parted forever.
Forever, yes. What alternative did I have?
Well, you do whatever you think best. You're a better person than I am. You've got a cleverer head on your shoulders. You take the whole mess over. Just tell me what to do. Get me up on my feet again if you have the power. And do it now, for the love of God, before I go out of my mind.
We'll leave tonight.
The sooner the better.
I wrote to my mother about you. We'll go to her.
Any way you like, just as long as we get away from here.
Oh, this will be our new life, though. Do you see? Oh, trust me, love. I'll get you up on your feet again. I'll make you work. We'll be proper people, Misha. We'll eat our bread in the sweat of our faces. We'll harden our hands. I'll work too.
What do you know about work?
Oh, trust me, Misha. That's all you have to do. You raised me from the dead, and all my life will be a thank offering for that. We'll leave tonight, then, on the evening train, yes? I'll go and get ready at once. You get your things together. We'll meet at the usual place an hour from now. Let's say 7:45. Yes? You will be there.
Yeah, I shall be there.
Word of honour?
Well, I said I shall be there.
Well, give me your word of honour.
Word of honour?
I don't want to have to come looking for you again. Cheer up, then. We're going to start our lives afresh, Misha. By tomorrow, you'll be a different man. We'll be breathing new air. We'll have new blood flowing in our veins.
Of course we will. Did you say 8:15 or 9:15?
Oh, 7:45. Oh, missed the train. I've got some money. We'll eat on the way. And smarten yourself up a bit for the journey.
A new life. That's an old song. I've heard that one a few times. Oh, I'd better write to him. And to Sasha. They can have a little weep and then they can forgive and forget. So, it's goodbye to everyone, because tomorrow I am going to be a different man. What am I going to put my clean underwear in? I've got a suitcase. Goodbye, old school of mine. Goodbye, boys and girls. Your kindly old teacher, the swine, is doing a bolt. This is the last drink I shall ever have. So, sit down and write to Sasha. Sophia really does believe it all, doesn't she? Well, blessed are they that have faith. As long as she hasn't told Anna Petrovna. Oh, a letter from Anna Petrovna somewhere. I ought to open it, see what she wants. Oh, 3 letters from her. Hundreds of letters from her. Oh, she hasn't stopped writing ever since that wild and crazy night. Just as long as I don't have to come face to face with her, she'll get the truth out of me. If you don't answer this one either, I shall come round there. Oh, there she is! Oh, hide! Where?
Sir?
Oh, Marco? Marco!
Me, sir. Yes, sir. Back. You, sir?
Yes?
Platonov?
What of it?
Mikhail Vasilievich Platonov.
What do you want?
From the magistrate, sir.
From the magistrate? Oh, not another christening. Breathes like a rabbit, that man. You are hereby summoned to appear before His Imperial Majesty's Justice of the Peace to answer a charge of indecent assault. It's not an invitation.
No, sir.
It's a summons.
Yes, sir.
A charge of indecent assault, which charge has been laid upon the complaint of Maria Yefimovna Grekova. Well, dash me. Good old Beetlejuice. I didn't know she'd got it in her.
Sign for it, then, will you, sir? Here, sir.
When's the case being heard? Day after tomorrow. I'll be there. She should have done this last summer.
Thank you, sir. Drink your health, sir.
You can drink it in tea. I'll fetch the curry. Yeah. Two spoonfuls in your pocket. And what a little champion she is, though. I never expected that. Who have they got as witnesses?
Dr. Nikolai Ivanovich Trinetsky.
The doctor? He'll be a comic turn. Who else?
Sofia Yegorovna Vinetseva.
Sofia Yegorovna? Oh, she won't be there. She's going away. Oh yes. Take Maria Yefimovna a message, will you?
Maria Yefimovna. Message. Yes?
Tell her I'm very sorry.
Very sorry.
But I can't accept her kind summons because I'm going away.
Going away?
Forever, tell her.
Going away forever. Right.
Say, I behave like a swine, but then I behave like a swine with everybody. Say, I should have been happy to kiss her again with proper respect before the whole world in open court.
Like a swine in open court.
All right, you know where she lives?
Good 7 miles from here, sir. Can't walk 7 miles on a glass of tea, sir.
All right, a ruble. A ruble there, a ruble back, and a ruble for remembering it. 3 rubles when you get back here and tell me you've delivered it. Off you go, then. First time in my life I've ever been brought to book by a woman. Usually you treat them like dirt, and what do? They hang around your neck. Oh, yes, Sasha. I was writing to Sasha. No, I wasn't. No, I was hiding all these letters from Anna Petrovna before she... Anna Petrovna! This is a surprise. Oh, Osip. Monsieur, what do you want? What's the matter with you? You look as if you've been through all the 10 plagues of Egypt. I feel as if I've been through 9 of them. You're nothing but skin and bone. Are you ill? What are you doing here?
Saying goodbye.
Why? Are you going away?
Not me. You.
Good God, so I am. How do you know that?
I just do.
Clairvoyant, are you, Osip, on top of all your other skills?
I know something else, too. I know where you're going.
Do you indeed? That's more than I know. Well, this is something that interests me. Where am I going?
You're going to hell.
I see. Quite a journey. You're not planning to be the driver of the train that takes me there, by any chance?
I used to have a lot of respect for you. Thought you were the great man. I've watched you these past weeks, though, you see, slipping off into the forest at all hours of the day and night. Well, that's no business of mine, who the general's widow meets on her rides through the forest. But I saw something else tonight. I saw the young mistress come running down here, and I waited, and I saw her go running back again. So then I went and fetched my knife, because I reckon you're making a fool of the general's widow, and I'm not having that.
No, let go, ma'am! I've got a family! I've got a wife and child to support!
Misha! Go. No! No! Don't hurt him! Don't touch him!
Oh, it's you. Oh. You're still around, are you? I can't kill him in front of you. Anyway, you're back. I will kill him, though. He won't ever get away from me.
Are you all right?
Oh, my arm. He twisted my arm.
Lie down. Put the cushion under your head.
Don't fuss, my pet. I'm perfectly all right.
Where does it hurt?
I'm all right. Don't worry. He was going to kill me. He was going to kill me. You were only just in time, Sasha. Another minute and you'd have been a widow. Oh, Sasha. Oh, my treasure. Are you at your father's? How is he?
He's all right. Misha, it's little Vova. That's why I came. He's ill. Poor mite. He's running a terrible fever. The last 2 nights he's just cried all night. Oh, Misha, I'm so worried. What am I going to do? If he died, Misha, what would become of us then?
Yes, but God won't take our little boy away from you, Sasha. Why should he punish you?
Look after him, Sasha, and I swear to you, I'll make a man of him. I haven't been much of a man myself, I know, but as a father, I shall be mighty. Oh, my arm. Oh, he hasn't broken something, has he? Oh, don't cry, love. You're home again. Why did you ever leave? I love you, lass. I love you deeply. My sins are black, I know, but what can we do? You'll just have to forgive me, won't you?
Is the affair over, then?
The affair? What a word to choose.
Or isn't it over?
What can I say? There never was an affair. It's just some kind of absurd nonsense. You should never have let yourself be upset by it. And if it's not over yet, then it soon will be.
When?
Sooner rather than later, I should imagine. Sophia isn't the one for me. The ferment hasn't quite died down in her yet. But believe me, Sophia won't be your rival for long. Sasha, what's the matter?
Sophia. It's Sophia that you're having an affair with.
Oh, you didn't know.
Sophia. But that's terrible.
Oh, Sasha, don't torment me anymore. I'm in agony with my arm as it is. Why did you leave me then? You mean it wasn't because of Sophia?
I thought it was Anna Petrovna. That was bad enough. But another man's wife? Oh, that's vile, Misha. That's wicked. I should never have thought it of you. Well, God give you happiness, the pair of you.
Don't talk like that, Sasha. I don't want happiness. Don't go, Sasha. Don't leave me. Could you truly never forgive me?
Could you ever forgive yourself?
That's an interesting question. You don't have to go. I am truly penitent. And if you're not here, it's going to be a dismal progression of vodka and squalor and men trying to murder me. If you won't stay as a wife, then stay as a nurse. All right, I've stolen my friend's wife. I'm Sophia's lover. And for all I know, I may yet be Anna Petrovna's too. Yeah, you've every right to be indignant. But who will ever love you as I love you? Who will you cook dinner for? Who will you oversalt the soup for? Who's going to pick you up and carry you? How will you ever live without me?
Put me down! My life is destroyed. And all you can do is joke about it. How can I live without you? How could I possibly live with you?
Off you go, then. And God go with you, I do understand.
You've broken up our family. We were so happy and peaceful. There was no one on earth as happy as I was. What have you done, Misha? You'll never turn back now. Don't come and visit us. Father will bring Vova to see you.
Well, there's someone who's starting a new life. Oh, but my God, the pain of it. The pain. What was I doing? I was going to write to Sasha. No, I was going to keep Anna Petrovna out.
Are you alone?
Oh! Oh.
What are you doing? Don't you recognise me? Have you forgotten who I am?
Anna Petrovna.
Never mind tidying up. It's too late now for that. Come here. Why won't you look at me, Platonov?
I'm ashamed of myself.
What are you ashamed about?
Everything.
I see. You've seduced some poor girl, have you?
Something like that.
What are we going to do with you, Platonov? Who is it?
You don't know?
I'm asking you.
Don't ask me, Anna Petrovna. Talk by all means, but no questions. I'm not up to being cross-examined today.
Very well. Didn't you get my letters?
Yes.
So why didn't you come and see us?
I couldn't.
Why ever not?
You're asking questions. I just couldn't.
You knew we needed you. Sergei and Sofia are behaving very badly. Terrible sulks and silences. You wouldn't think they were still on their honeymoon. And all because we didn't have our clever fool there to entertain us. Or didn't you read my letters?
Of course I read them.
Sit up straight. Anyone would think you were ashamed of what happened that night.
I've been ill.
You're lying.
There's no point in asking me anything.
You're filthy. The house is filthy. You're drinking, are you?
It's the holidays.
Oh, it's the same story as last summer, isn't it?
I'll stop.
Word of honour.
Word of honour.
On second thoughts, I won't put you to the trouble of keeping your word. Where's the drink? In the cupboard.
Oh,
I see. All my letters. No wonder they had so little effect on you. Look at this mess, though. Your wife's going to have something to say when she comes back.
All I want is for you to stop asking me questions and to stop trying to make me look you in the eye.
So many bottles. Which one is the drink in?
All of them.
It's like a distillery in here. We'll have to get your wife back. You'll just have to make it up with her as best you can. There's no part of my plans to get you divorced. I don't mind sharing you. Now, make the most of it. That's all you're getting. And a drop for me. To the wicked of this world, of whom you are one.
Sobriety.
Why don't we sit down? Put the bottles on the floor. Did you miss me?
Every minute of every day.
Then why didn't you come and see me?
I'm dying, my dear, I'm dying.
Why do you always have to be some kind of fallen archangel?
Oh, my dear, what can I do?
What can you do? You can stop drinking, you can stop lying here all day, you can wash a little more often, and you can come and see me. Come on, let's go up to my house now.
Go to your house? No.
Listen, Platonov. Sit down. Do you know what's happening today? Porfiry is taking the train into town, and tomorrow he's going to buy the estate. He's going to settle all our debts, so I shall have money, Platonov, and I'm going to lend you some. And you're going to go away somewhere for a month or two.
Go away? Where to?
Moscow, Petersburg, wherever you like, all right? And once the estate is sold, I shan't have to be here. If you like, love, I'll come with you. Do you like that?
It's a delightful idea, but alas, impossible. I am going away. I'm going tonight, but not with you.
Oh, please yourself. Where are you going?
Away. Forever.
Oh, nonsense, rubbish.
It's not nonsense, my dear. I am going, and it will be forever.
Whatever for, you funny man?
Don't ask me. But this is the last time we shall see each other. Forget the blackguard that was Platonov. He's going to disappear off the face of the earth.
But what's happened to you?
You'll find out soon enough. But in your horror, when you do, try not to curse me. I shall have been punished already by my separation from you.
I can't think you've done anything so very terrible.
Oh.
And you'll never survive without me. I'm a tiny little bit drunk. We could all live so happily
just
together.
Just leave me, my dear. Just say goodbye and leave me.
You do love me, don't you? You funny man, don't you?
How could any mortal man not love you?
You love me. I love you. What more do you want? Why didn't you come to me that night? That wild night. Such a strange month it's been. The honeymoon month, a sort of honeymoon for all of us. A month of wild honey.
Please, go now. If you stay, I shall tell you everything, and if I tell you, I shall kill myself. Goodbye. Be happy. We shall never see each other again.
That depends upon whether I can catch him at the station.
Catch him? Catch whom?
Porfiry. Oh. He's getting the evening train. He'll have all the money for buying the estate. He can easily give me some of it. Oh. That's all we need, my love.
Oh. If only we could have gone away together. What would it have been? A few weeks? No more. Well, what's that out of a whole lifetime? I could have seen Moscow again. I suppose I could ask Sofia to postpone our departure. We're going to spend the rest of our lives together. She could scarcely object to waiting for a week or two.
Oh, Sergei!
One gift.
And one gift only did God bestow upon me in this life. One precious gift. And then he took it away from me again. What am I? I'm nothing. I'm not very clever. I'm no great figure of a man. Whereas you have everything. Intelligence, looks, spirit. But they weren't enough for you. You had to have the one thing I possessed. My happiness. Give them back to me. Platonov. You've so much fortune in your life. So much happiness. Give it back to me.
If I had a gun, I'd shoot myself.
Yes, yes. Look, here, my revolver. Oh. That's what I came here for. To challenge you or even... Oh, God, forgive me. I didn't know what I was going to do. And what happens? I break down and I cry. I'm sorry. Misha, I'm hopeless. I'm sorry.
Platonov.
Porfiry.
Oh, forgive me, Sergei. Look, this is very awkward. It's very awkward indeed, but I must know. And I must know today. My whole future depends upon your answer. Oh, sit down, if I may. I walked here. I'll just thank you. Well, as I might be. Yes, well, you know, of course, that I have long cherished certain hopes with regards to Anna Petrovna. In the last few days, however, I have been told certain things. It may be mere rumour, but they say that Anna Petrovna... Oh. Have pity on me, Platonov.
I know only one thing, my friend.
Yes?
I know that there is nothing but corruption under the sun.
Oh, God. He's gone. Sergei, I realize how painful this is for you, but I must know. Has she... Do you know any circumstances that might unfit her to be a wife? I see. Thank you for your frankness. So much for love, then. So much for respect.
Misha, I can't find Porfiry. Oh, you're here. What are you doing here? I thought you were going to catch the evening train into town to buy the estate for us. The sale's tomorrow.
I've been taking a lesson from the schoolmaster. And now I am going forth into the world to put that lesson into practice. I'm going to start living before I die.
Yes, but the sale... The train...
The train, yes. I shall be on it. Not into town, though. To Paris.
To Paris? Sergei, we've lost the estate. What are you doing here? What have you been telling him?
Nothing. He was talking to Platonov.
Platonov? What did Platonov tell him?
I wasn't listening.
You weren't listening. You just sat there and did nothing while they took the estate away from you. God gave this estate to your ancestors. Now people walk in and take it away from you again, and you don't even ask them why!
I don't care about the estate!
Sergei, what are we going to do? Where are we going to go? What are we going to eat? We're finished!
I've lost something infinitely more precious to me than the estate. I've lost my wife.
What do you mean you've lost your wife? She was alive and well half an hour ago. I saw her.
She's in love with someone else.
Don't be silly. Concentrate on the estate. How could she be in love with someone else? Oh. There's no one in this miserable little place to be in love with. There's only the doctor. She's not in love with the doctor. There are only a few elderly landowners and a retired colonel and... Oh, no.
Yes.
No. No, that's not possible. I can tell you that for a fact.
She's his mistress. She told me herself.
Oh, no. But what could he possibly see in her? And what were you doing, pray? You're supposed to be her husband. Have you no eyes in your head? You just sit there, snivelling, while they take the world away all around you. What sort of man are you? Anyway, Platonov isn't in love with her. He's seduced her, that's all. He doesn't love her, I can assure you of that. In fact, I see now what he's running away from. He's leaving tonight. Did you know that?
They're leaving together.
Nonsense. Sophie is at home. I saw her.
Your word of honour, Platonov. You gave me your word of honour. Anna Petrovna. Oh, Sergei.
What fools men are. A flutter of the eyelashes and their backs broken. I'm sorry, Sergei.
I'm going to shoot myself.
Where is he?
Where's my revolver?
What could he begin to see in a little ninny like you? Sorry, but that's what you are, an insipid little ninny.
Where is he?
And now you've lost him again.
I've lost my revolver.
Your revolver?
I put it on the table.
Your estate, your wife, your revolver. Can't you keep your hands on anything?
Platonov. He must have picked it up. He must have taken it out with him and... Oh, no.
Where is he?
Oh, no.
You've killed him.
You gave him your revolver.
You put it on the table in front of him.
You watched him pick it up.
No.
Then you cold-bloodedly sat here.
No.
And waited.
No, no.
And kept us talking until...
Oh, Platonov.
Your revolver.
You're alive. But the shot.
But there was a shot.
The curse of some left.
Misha, what happened?
It was the peasants.
The peasants?
They've shot Osip. He was sitting on a tree stump, just gazing at the schoolhouse. He didn't run. He didn't move. They say he'd gone a bit soft in the head.
Oh, poor Osip. He used to bring me baby birds. He tried to kiss me once.
That could have been you, lying dead out there.
If he were half a man, it would be.
Yes. Now listen, Platonov.
It's after 8. You gave me your word of honour.
I haven't come back here to listen to reproaches. I have come back because I discovered something important while I was standing out there with a gun in my hand. I looked at Osip lying there in his blood, and I knew for certain I don't want to die. I looked death in the face and I chose life. I know you're all unhappy, but what about me? I've lost everything. My honour, my home, my loved ones. I know you're all suffering torments, but think of me standing out there with a gun in my hand, agonising between life and death. I come back to you hoping to be understood. I throw myself on your mercy. And what happens? You attack me like wild animals. All right, I apologise. I beg your forgiveness. What more do you want of me? Wasn't that one accursed night and all its consequences enough for you? My arm hurts. I'm as hungry as a starving dog. I'm cold. I'm ill. I'm shaking with fever. I'm going to lie down. I'm not going out again. It's raining out there.
Why are we standing here?
Yes, are we bewitched?
Platonov, are you running away or aren't you?
And if so, with whom?
She's taken poison. She swallowed the matches.
Sasha?
Oh, no, she's not.
She would be if her brother hadn't found her. He's trying to save her. Misha, I beg you, go to her. Never mind what's happened, just go to her and tell her you love her. Comfort her, Misha. Help us to save her.
I can't stand. I can't get my balance.
Misha, please.
I'm ill too, father-in-law. I'm a sick man. I'm on fire. Water. Give me some water.
He's drunk. I'll go. You?
I'll beg her to forgive me.
Sofia, come back.
The Anna Petrovna, Sofia, both of you, don't make things any worse.
My only daughter, Misha.
Oh, swine, I'm such a swine.
My little girl, Misha.
But my God, I have been punished for it. Well and truly punished.
Don't keep her waiting, Misha, she's sinking.
I can scarcely hold my head up on my shoulder. Look. It's gonna fall off.
It's nothing, Misha. You've been drinking, that's all.
Oh, I've got a fever. I've been out in the rain.
It's not raining, Misha.
I can't see anything. All I can see is little soldiers, little green and yellow soldiers in pointed caps. They're crawling over everything. Oh, I need a doctor. Give me a doctor.
Wait here, Misha. I'll tell Kolya.
Platonov? Where's Platonov? Is he here?
Marya Yefimovna, look after him, will you? He's ill, and Sasha's ill. I'll see if Kolya can leave Sasha for a moment.
All these flies everywhere. Clouds of flies. I can't see anything. Shoot the flies.
No! Please,
Give me that gun.
Who's this?
It's me.
The doctor, is it?
Maria Yefimovna.
I can't see you. Flies
Beetlejuice.
Anywhere. Beetlejuice, my mortal enemy. Shoot you.
No, no. I got your message.
Message?
I met him at the ford. Marco, I had the pony in the trap. I've galloped all the way. I just want to say don't. Please don't.
Don't what?
You said you were going away. Going away forever? I knew at once. Please don't. Please, give me that gun.
I'm ill. I've got a fever.
Oh, I'll look after you.
I've got to have water.
I'll give you water. If you give me the gun.
Yeah, water, water.
Thank God I got here in time.
I've got to get to bed.
I'll put you to bed in my house. I've got the trap outside.
Oh, quickly. Quickly, help me. Your hand. Give me your hand. Oh. Oh, cold hand. Lovely hand. Kiss your lovely cold
no.
hand.
No.
Your lovely cold cheek.
You mustn't do that.
I'm not going to seduce you, my dear. I'm in no fit state at the moment. I can't even see you properly. Can't see you, but I love you all the same.
I know what happened. It was Sophia, wasn't it?
Sophia, Zizi, Mimi, Masha. I love everyone. And everyone loves me. I insult them, I treat them abominably, and they love me just the same. Take that Beetlejuice girl, for example. I indecently assaulted her. I kissed her. And she's still in love with me. Oh, you are Beetlejuice, aren't you? Sorry.
You're all muddled up inside that head of yours.
Oh, don't squeeze me.
You're in pain too. Tell me where it hurts.
In Platonov, that's where it hurts. Are you in love with me then? Are you really?
Yes. I am in love with you.
Yes, they're all in love with me. Once I used to moralise away to them all and they loved me for it. Now I seduce them instead and they still love me.
You do what you like with me. I don't mind. You're only human after all. And that's enough for me.
Misha, we've got a surprise for you.
Come on, Sasha, my dear. You know you want to see him.
You know he wants to see you.
Your wife, Misha.
We all got there just in time.
No fit state now, Beetlejuice. Never you fear, though. When I get better again, I'll seduce you like the rest of them.
Misha, I've told you once, I've told you a thousand times.
The revolver! Where's the revolver?
No! No, don't shoot him!
It's off, yeah. It was going to be all right.
Give me that gun, I'll do it myself!
Get away from me!
I love him!
Kill me, not him!
Sasha, Sofia Anna Petrovna.
Misha!
Sofia! Sasha!
We love each other!
Stand back!
Stand back! All of you, I'm going to fire.
Marco!
Sir?
What do you want?
3 rubles.
3 rubles?
If you're happy, sir.
Happy? My cup runneth over. Give him 4.
4 rubles? Who's got 4 rubles?
20 copecks.
Well, I may have some.
I haven't got my purse.
Misha, how much have you got? Misha?
Where is he? Where's he gone?
The window!
The window's open!
The train!
Oh. Quick, stop him!
I can see him, he's on the track!
Misha!
Stop! Wait, it's me! Platonov! I want to get on! I can't see! You look great, man! I'm going away! And I'm never! Never!
In Wild Honey, Platonov was played by David Tennant, Anna Petrovna by Sasha Bahar, Triletsky by Elliot Levy, Sasha, Olivia Darnley, Sofia, Eva Filer, Sergei, John Hollingworth, Orsip, Forbes Masson, Colonel Triletsky, Rupert Van Sittert, Porfiri, Christian Rodska, Gerasim, Ben Onwukwe, Maria, Prishka Bakare, Marco, Nigel Cook, and Yakov, by Felix Ortona Coles. Wild Honey by Anton Chekhov was adapted by Michael Frayn. It was produced and directed by Clive Brill and is a Brill production for BBC Radio 4.
This is BBC Radio 4. After the news, we'll have some recommended reading in Open Book with Mariela Frostrup.
Pursuit of Beauty. Imaginative reflections on music, art and the natural world.
The birds sang as if the edge of being was sharpened and must cut, must split the softness of the blue-green light.
Tamsin Gregg as Virginia Woolf in a journey through the soundscape of the writer's life.
This is a house drenched in multi-layers of sound, and it's here that I feel closest to hearing Virginia's world.
We are the words. We are the music.
Pursuit of Beauty. Virginia Woolf. Impossible Music. Next Thursday morning at 11:30 on BBC Radio 4.
BBC News at 4:00. There's been criticism of Theresa May's announcement that a Brexit dividend will help pay for an increase in NHS funding in England. Mrs. May said an extra £20 billion a year by 2023 could be found, partly because the UK would no longer be paying into the EU budget. But the Institute for Fiscal Studies insisted there would be no Brexit windfall because the UK faces a steep exit bill. And the Shadow Chancellor John McDonnell described the pledge as a publicity stunt. The Conservative MP who blocked legislation to make so-called upskirting a criminal offence has insisted he does support a change in the law. Sir Christopher Chope says he feels sore about the criticism directed at him after he objected to a private member's bill on Friday. Jessica Parker reports.
Speaking to the Bournemouth Echo, the Christchurch MP insists that any suggestion that he's some kind of pervert is a complete travesty of the truth. The long-serving politician was widely criticised after blocking efforts to criminalise the practice of secretly taking a photograph underneath someone's clothes. Despite sometimes bringing forward private members' bills himself, he says the procedure lacks proper scrutiny, and he urged the government to introduce its own legislation without delay.
Hundreds of migrants rescued 8 days ago off the coast of Libya have arrived in Spain. They're being registered and are receiving medical treatment. The Spanish government agreed to take them after Italy and Malta turned them away. Greece and Macedonia have signed an agreement aimed at settling a decades-long dispute over the name of the former Yugoslav Republic. Under the deal, Greece's neighbour will be called North Macedonia to distinguish it from the Greek province of the same name. The parliaments of both countries still have to approve the change. On day four of the Football World Cup in Russia, Serbia have beaten Costa Rica 1-0. Later, the favourites Brazil will take on Switzerland. BBC News. The poet Alison Brackenbury came across a black oilskin notebook that had belonged to her grandmother. This book of recipes has inspired some of her poetry. We'll hear that in half an hour here on BBC Radio 4 after Open Book with Mariela Frostrup.
Hello. Today, fresh looks at the past and how it shapes our present. The groundbreaking 60s literary star Nell Dunn joins me to discuss the reissue of her cult classic Talking to Women. And we'll pay tribute to a Croatian writer who was unafraid to confront the horrors of Europe's history. Similar horrors form the backbone of the latest novel from our first guest today, a master of fictional history, also renowned for his meditations on memory, Michael Ondaatje. Author of the book winning The English Patient, Ondaatje's last visit to Open Book was with Anil's Ghost, in which he revisited his birthplace, Sri Lanka. With his new novel, Warlight, he